All right. So welcome in everybody. Mazel tov once again to Daron. So I want to share with you a comment of the Sefer Chinuch that I came across over the course of Shabbos. I think it's a lot of food for thought. A lot of sort of maybe a jumping off point for all of us to figure how this applies, how the ideas apply, how it could play out. I'm just saying before, this is the right topic that pointed out to us earlier this week. Vayikra today was Chazak, an entire Sefer, none of which we heard in Shul. Mirtz Hashem, this will be the only Sefer that we will, for which we will have that experience. But the closing Parsha of Bechukosai is the mitzvah of Maser Behema. When we think about Maser, we usually think about things growing from the ground. That if you're a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael and you're growing fruits or vegetables or grain or what have you, so then you have to, you know, take off 10% and so on and so forth. That's all true. But it's also true that if you're a Jewish farmer raising sheep, that you have a mitzvah of Maser Behema. You round up the sheep that were born over the past year's crop, and you put them into a pen, and they come out one by one. The mothers are on the outside, Sefer Chinuch describes. The mothers are on the outside, so the young sheep are all anxious to get out, and they have a narrow doorway one by one. Every tenth gets a slap of paint on its back. When it's all done, so now all the ones that have a bit of a spot of paint on their back, you know that they are designated to be Maser Behema. The 10% of the sheep, which will be brought to Yerushalayim, to be brought as a carbon, a low-level carbon, kachim kalim. So it doesn't have to be consumed in the Beis HaMikdash. It should be consumed anywhere in Yerushalayim. You bring it as a carbon, and it does not have to be consumed by Kohanim. Any Jew who's tar comes to Yerushalayim, he can eat the, you have 2 days to eat the carbon once it's brought in Beis HaMikdash, 2 days to eat to consume the meat. So what's this all about? Now, the truth is, I think when you, maybe the first image it brings to mind is that image in Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah being that day that Kol Bai Olam Ovel Lefanav Kivnei Maron, that each person passed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some understand that reference is to the, so that Maser Behema look, just like if the sheep pass by one by the farmer and he designates, you know, who's getting which outcome. So it's sort of, like, and a lot of times I think if we were to think about what does Maser Behema bring to mind, it'd be sort of, I don't know, somber or at least, you know, serious sort of image. But the Sefer HaChinuch, it's fantastic. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be upraised, to have lives that are enriched by Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that life is very distracting. And by design, life is distracting. It's easy to get caught up in stuff. It's easy to get caught up in stuff that's important in the moment, but doesn't always have long-lasting results. And even the things which are urgent, human nature is such that we tend to get caught up more in that which is urgent than that which is important. Sometimes there are things which are urgent and important, but lots of times there are things which are important but not urgent. Like the big picture things tend to often, you know, get tossed to the back. So he says like this. He says, even the thousands of years ago, Yerushalayim was not only the place of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a center of Torah learning. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. So he said, you know, man is where his stomach is. If I tell you that 10% of your meat can only be consumed in Yerushalayim, tell 10% of the sheep of this year's crop can only be consumed Yerushalayim. So that's a very strong incentive to make sure you end up in Yerushalayim. So Sefer Chinuch says, Rebbe Shlomo said you're going to take 10% of the sheep and eat in Yerushalayim. So what's going to happen? All that food, as is the case with Maser Sheni also. Maser Sheni is, you know, fruits and vegetables. That doesn't necessarily appeal to everyone. But flesh. So between the flesh and the fruits and vegetables, everyone has something that's waiting for them in Yerushalayim. You can only eat in Yerushalayim. So the Sefer Shirach says, either you're going to be Yerushalayim, or one of your kids, you can send one of your kids to learn Yerushalayim. If all this free food, but it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. And he says something fascinating, and I don't have it set up to share, unless I do. Maybe I do. I don't have it set up to share. So you'll have to trust me, or pull a Sefer HaChinuch off the shelf and take a look at Mitzvah Shin Samach, or you'll take a look later. But he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants each home to have at least one person who's seriously involved in learning Torah. He said, Torah has to be inside the home. He says, you know, it's fascinating. He says, it's not going to help to have a rabbi in town. Im chacham echad levad yia be'ir, or filu asara. There's one talmud chacham in town, there are 10 talmud chacham in town. That doesn't help. He says, number one, there'll be plenty of people, men, women, children, who will see the rabbi once a year. Lo yavo lefneim ki im pamachas b'shana. Once a year to see the rabbi. And then he says, further, he says, you'll tell me you hear the rabbi every week. This is the Sefer HaChinuch writing 700, 800 years ago. Afilu yishmu divrein pam b'shavu. Even if they hear the rabbi every week, you hear the rabbi in shul, then you come home and you toss over your shoulder whatever the rabbi said goes out the window. Right? Maybe you schmooze about the rabbi's drasha over the Shabbos table. Right? So that's a good thing. So the Sefer Chinuch says there's nothing like having Torah in your house. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Jews just to have Torah out there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Torah should be in here. So the Sefer Chinuch says the system of Maser Behema, Maser Sheni, means that every family is going to be sending someone to Yerushalayim to spend, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months every year in Yerushalayim, because there's all this food that the family has that can only be consumed in Yerushalayim. All the Maser Sheni, all the Netzer Ravai, all the Maser Behema, all these fruits and vegetables, all this meat. So someone from the family, we're not sure who, an adult, a child, someone spending a chunk of time, more than just Aliyah LeRegel, in Yerushalayim. So what that means is every family is going to have an internal source of learning. There'll be at least one person in the family who's spending a significant amount of time learning. He wasn't imagining that you're there 12 months a year, but he's imagining that he's there a few weeks a year, a few months a year, and the rest of the time you're home. So this is going to be... there's going to be a source of Torah within each home. And they said that's transformative. When there's Torah inside the house, the Torah inside the house is very, learning inside the home is very different than just it's out there, but it's not yet in here. And then he closes by taking this back to the bracha. This is the mitzvah, the end of B'chuk Kosai. So that's the bracha at the beginning of B'chuk Kosai. Is v'nasati mishkani b'sochechem v'yisim li la'am v'anochi eyel lachem le'lokim. To be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's people, we're his people and he's our God, means that's not just external, that's something inside. So I think this could play out in definitely differently in different families. How old are your kids? What the personality is like? But I think there's a lot to think, and it definitely has, I think, unique. It resonates uniquely during this era of Corona, because everything's in the house, which definitely has presented us with many unique challenges. But in terms of the reboot that it offers, the idea that I was saying on Erev Shabbos, anything that we're accomplishing is because of our hard work, and nothing. Nothing that we're accomplishing is just happening automatically. Anything we're accomplishing right now, it's not just rote, it's not just momentum, it's not just going with the flow. You're making it happen. And whatever learning, there are things we're happy that we're accomplishing and things that we wish we were accomplishing that we're not accomplishing. But bringing the learning into the home definitely has a unique, like right now, the rabbi is in your house, whether he's in your basement or he's in your living room or wherever I'm seeing you and you're seeing me, it's almost like a smaller step from here to the learning at the kitchen table. A small step from here to the learning at the dining room table. And that's really sort of the goal, is to get to there, to get to the learning inside the house. I know there's often a debate, until a few months ago, you know, I have a chavrusa. Am I better off going to the Beis Medrash to learn, or am I better off learning at home? On the one hand, the Beis Medrash, maybe I'll be more focused. And on the other hand, if it's learning at home, so my kids see me learning, and there's value to both of them. Right now, there is no debate because home is everything. But it's something I think to think about as we look forward towards in Yirtzeh Hashem. Mirz Hashem, we will not be finishing Sefer Bamidbar without Shul. Mirz Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us know how things are unfolding, but we hope and pray and anticipate that by the time we get to end Bamidbar, hopefully things will be different than they are now. But here's like something to think about. In terms of that debate, I don't know what you think. Maybe it's both. Because what he's describing is someone from the house is going to Yerushalayim and spending time learning over there, but then bringing it back here and sharing it with everyone else. So think about that, like, yeah, I go to the Beis Medrash, I learn, and I'm also bringing it home. And the kids are hearing about Abba went to learn. And Abba is learning at home. Abba is learning at home with the kids. Maybe even Abba's learning on the phone with the chavrusa at home. Like, some of the learning is outside, some of the learning is inside. But to think about sort of that way in which Torah becomes something internal. Torah becomes something that I own, not just the rabbi does. I'm Jewish, I learn. Torah is not for rabbis. Torah is for Jews. Not to imply that rabbis aren't Jews. Rabbis are also Jews. But Torah is for all of us to own, to learn, to teach, regardless of what we do professionally, and to learn outside, and to learn and teach inside. Something to think about. And what are your thoughts about that question of the outside inside?